The Biscuit and the Beard. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Special guest today, all the way from Dublin, motherfucking Ireland. The Beard, the founder of All Beards No Teeth, writer for the Hockey Writers. The Beard, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm fucking great. A little bummed out. I got home and forgot I didn't have any Labatt's in the fucking fridge, so... A cup of vodka it's gonna have to be, because you know, can't do these without a little drink in me.
Yeah, from what I hear, like from previous episodes, I missed the opening of the can. I'm just gonna have to pretend that it's there. I'll do my best from this end.
I felt a little bad. I didn't notice how many beers I was slamming during the Scott Parker interview, and there was like three or four fucking can openings, and I was like, oh shit, I probably should have just opened them all before the fucking interview.
Yeah.
But he's a fucking great sport, so he was cool with it.
Yeah, no, he's a cool dude, man, for sure.
Fucking A. Well, buddy, I wanted to congratulate you on that gig for Hockey Writers, man. That's huge.
Yeah, man, honestly, it's massive. Like, I've been a fan of the Hockey Writers for a long, long time, so it's still pretty surreal. Like, it's, I'm like, really? Me? That guy from Ireland?
Well, you deserve it, man. Your writing it gets better every fucking, what do they call them? I guess a blog, but it's really just a piece. They're getting really, really good, my man.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. Basically, yeah, like, it's all, like, the editors and, like, everyone involved in the Hockey Writers, they're all top blokes. Like I'll write my piece and they basically put makeup on it, you know, like they make it look awesome, you know, so
yeah.
No, like practice makes perfect, you know, you're always going to pick up tips, and I basically think there's no such thing as bad kind of feedback, you know, just it's all constructive, you know, you can't take anything personal in this kind of game, so if you're willing to learn, certainly keep your ears open, ears to the ground, and just go for it.
Well, that's a good attitude to have with it too, because no matter what you do on the internet, and you know, no matter who you cover or what you cover, there's going to be somebody that just wants to talk shit to you just because. So that's a good way to go about it, and it's only going to make your writing better. And the Twitter account, I mean, that's gained traction.
It's again something I started kind of end of January, and I actually didn't tell. I think I told about five of my buddies, maybe. I just wanted to see, could it be possible that a guy from Dublin could actually talk about hockey? And, I think when I hit 1,000 followers, that's when I told my friends.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Pissed, like, but, I can't get over, but, like, just the hockey community just in general, like, obviously, I do have a team, but, you know, I like to wreck your head and not tell you who it is. I've like met different fans from different teams that I, you know, possibly wouldn't have watched that often, and just everyone has a like different take on the game, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day it's all just awesome, you know, it's all positive, no one's kind of out for kind of bad, they keep it on the ice, which is great.
That's the great thing about the sport is it's always the underdog sport no matter what. So everybody that's involved in it, you know, I know here in Ohio it's not a big hockey state, and I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure Ireland's not the biggest hockey fucking, you know, center of the world. But like, you know, if you see another dude in a sweater or, you know, wearing a fucking a Capitals hat, you're still like, oh cool, fuck, what's up, bud? You know, it kind of goes from there, and you know you guys have a like-mindedness when you see another hockey fan.
Yeah, like it's, you know, like, we're kind of into a lot of sports over here. Ice hockey's certainly not one, but it's one that I have been trying to, you know, I'm following the game close to 20 years now, so I have kind of, it was just that guy. I didn't have a beard at the time, now I'm afraid, but it was just kind of that guy who liked, you know, these lunatics who punch each other on the ice, and we're like, what's that all about? So, I've managed to convert a lot of people, which is great. But it's like, honestly, I don't really have to do too much. I just put on the game and I'll answer questions if people need me to explain icing, you know.
Yeah, but, right.
It really doesn't take too much for people to get into the game, which is awesome.
No, the game speaks for itself, that's for sure. I'm actually saving my pennies, nickels, and dimes.
We obviously don't have a Dublin team, but up like, you know, about an hour and a half north, Belfast has a team, so that's kind of the local team, I guess.
Yeah.
But, we have the Elite League kind of over this way, like, so I recognize some names, you know, that come over from the NHL and so on, kind of in the kind of end of their career, if you will. Like, so Kevin Westcott, like, he played for the Belfast Giants for a while, so that was pretty good. I saw him a couple of times, and that was pretty awesome. He was a really cool dude. Like, so, there's McGrattan played in Nottingham last year. Like, so if he kind of stays another the year, we'll see. But, it's just pretty, it's pretty surreal at the moment, everything that's happening to me. So, I kind of take each day as it comes, man. It's pretty sweet. Like,
was this the first season that you had started All Beards, No Teeth?
Yeah, so I actually launched the page January 26th, 2017. So in 4 days' time, the page is officially 6 months old. So when I kind of think about that, it's insane to see how big the page has become from my original kind of thoughts of what the page would be, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember I came across it and had seen the logo of that just beautiful skull. And I was like, holy shit, this is called All Beards, No Teeth. This is fucking perfect. And then it took me, probably till March to even realize that, oh, holy shit, this is a dude from fucking Ireland. Like, I didn't even know.
Yeah, kind of, I've gotten that a few times. They're like, are you really from Ireland? Like, a lot of people don't believe it. I'm going, yeah, well, last time I checked, I'm pretty sure I'm in Dublin.
Yeah, for sure, man. So, Belfast.
Yeah, like, I remember I came across the biscuit, I think, yeah, like, probably kind of February, March.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, I start listening. I think you were actually my first hockey podcast, believe it or not.
Well, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
I'm still listening. I've told you a few times I'll be on my way to work, and I'm getting a shout-out, and I'm just going, holy, you know, that's me. I'm like, what the hell is this about? So, that's pretty sweet. But, even just your last few weeks, the guests you've had on, I'm going, well, talk about a hockey quiet time, you know? Like, let's get the guy from Ireland on.
Yeah. No, I felt bad for the old boy from Fourth Line Voice there. I was like, fuck, you got to follow up goddamn Parker and then Scorgie. I was like, it's just setting him up for fucking failure. But he killed it. I've actually been really fortunate this offseason just to get, I mean, you and Scott Parker and Scorgie and fucking the fourth line guys, just remarkable. And the community has just been great to the biscuit. It's been fucking great.
It's like, it's been an insane few weeks for you, man. So, like, well done. Congratulations on having such awesome guests. Like, it's really, really cool.
Thanks, bud.
Like, Parks, like, you can't say enough about the guy. Like, the guy is an absolute champion on and off the ice. Like, a lot of respect for the guy.
Just one of the best humans, like, ever.
Hands down, is possibly the nicest man I've ever heard.
Yeah, for real.
The guy is a true gentleman.
I couldn't believe it. Just.
I want to thank Darren from last week. Like, when he said about that Wendell Clark hero of the day, I was in work, and I no joke wanted to throw my computer out the window after watching that video.
I've watched it like 6 or 7 times now, just trying not to fucking jump through my fucking walls in my house, just like getting so amped up. I was saying before, though, I'm saving up my money.
I reckon he'd be a cool guy to share a beer with, because, like, just he was so passionate about, like, the tough guys and stuff. And just his stories, man. I'm like, I'm from Ireland, so I will crank a few beers. So, yeah, just sign me up when that party's ready.
Fuck, I imagine if you sit down with him, it's going to turn into about 33 beers, not just one, you know.
Yeah. Well, it'd make for an interesting story.
For sure. I was saying I'm saving up my money to come fly over there so I can wrestle you, so you can finally tell me who your fucking favorite team is, because it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I'm assuming it's got to be New Jersey, or did they give you that team to write about?
Sorry, you broke up there, buddy. What was that?
I was going to say, I'm guessing it's New Jersey, or was that the team you were assigned to write about this year?
Yeah, like, a lot of people guess that, and I guess, like, you know, the fact that I'm, like, writing about them kind of, like, you know, it kind of looks that way. I'm not going to say yes or no. it's the way I've kind of been with every team, like. Anyone ask me if I'm a Kings fan, I'm like, I won't say yes, but I'm also not going to say no. I like to keep it open. I love that it annoys you. That's really cool. As I said, like, it's really cool to kind of get talking to every kind of team. And, like, even say if I was, like, a Boston fan, which most Irish people are, basically, you know, if I talk to a Canadiens fan as a Boston fan, I'm pretty sure they'd act differently than if I talk to them saying I'm not a Boston fan. You know what
For
I mean?
For sure, like, man. So, it's really smart on your part.
Yeah, no, it's pretty sweet. And I kind of see the ins and the outs of the rivalries. And I'm like Switzerland, basically, you know?
Well, it makes for your live tweets, it makes them incredible because you're completely, you know, on the fence. Either way, you're just watching good hockey. I know Big Rand, my co-host, and I, that's the only live tweeting I will follow is All Beers No Teeth, because any other one, you're just getting fucking home cooking. But you really just sit down, watch the game, and tweet it from a non-biased standpoint, and it makes for the only live tweeting that you can listen to during a game.
That's awesome, man. That really means a lot to me. Yeah, like, that's kind of what I was going for. I don't want to be, like, kind of like, you know, if the officials go against my team, I don't want to be going, oh, screw this, hating on the refs and so on. Like, that's not what I'm into. So, like, even if I'm, you know, I have the Game Center Pass, which I know everyone loves over there. yeah, like, if I'm watching my team, I'll always watch the away broadcast just so I'm not tweeting about it, you know?
Oh,
like,
there
I'm
you go. That's brilliant. That's so brilliant.
Yeah, like, trust me, it was tough the first few times, and it was pretty tough to stay objective, but that was my end goal, you know? When I started the page, I didn't want to kind of lead with, you know, I followed this team, because I reckon that's the whole thing unraveled then, you know? So it was pretty cool, and I love the way you said that live tweeting, I'm on the fence, you know, just watching the game. Really funny, the only time, I think, to my knowledge, now I could be wrong, the only time I've ever been blocked by someone is during the last game of the Stanley Cup when the Pens actually won and they were doing the handshake. I was saying how good and how good it is in sportsmanship to see this. And, you know, I don't know if any other sport does it, but I know hockey's kind of the famous one.
Yeah.
And basically, I had this person, I want to say they're a new Toronto fan, because their main thing was baseball. So okay. I'm not knocking baseball. I don't really understand it, but I am getting into it. But basically, they were going against the handshake, saying that it wasn't relevant. It was stupid. It just it didn't belong in the game, which obviously I went against. I didn't believe. They said that they claimed I was a Pens fan because I wasn't on the fence. I was really supportive of the Pens, which... Is if you followed me, I was actually up for Nashville in the end.
For sure.
As, you know, everyone else was, apart from Big Ren. But, yeah, like, so that actually, it was so funny, because I'm like, well, like, if you had, you know, if you didn't just follow me in the last hour, you would have realized that, you know, like, the whole time I haven't been rooting for anyone. Like,
for
and
sure.
Certainly not favoring the Pens. Like, nothing against them, but, like, I like the underdog story for sure. So I was up for Nashville, if I'm being completely honest. Anyway.
Oh, I can. I'll say this for everybody. Fuck the Penguins. And that's where I'm at right now. I have to because when the Biscuit started, it really was more of a Blue Jackets centered podcast. But as it goes on, I'm trying to. And that's from conversations with you. You know, you saying that you didn't want your team, and I don't want, you know, to for people not to know. But I need to start being more unbiased and just cover more, just because it'll make the podcast better. You know, it's like you said, every podcast or every piece you write, you have to learn from it. And that's what I'm learning to do. And then having Big Rand on there too, he's such a fucking meathead that there's no chance of him stopping. So I it's crazy to me that I've become the voice of reason on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, I honestly remember from kind of, like, your first few podcasts and then certainly listened to how the podcast has become. And, yeah, when you first had Big Ran on, like, I won't say injected energy into it because you were pretty fucking energetic as it was. But, like, he certainly injected kind of, as you said, he's a meathead. He kind of gave a different spin on it.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, but no, for sure. Like, as I said, I think it's, you become kind of, you can cover more kind of aspects and you, like, your content is a lot better when you're kind of not biased to a certain team. And, like, you know, I know your wife's a Red Wings fan, right?
Yeah, she's a diehard Red Wings fan, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you know, that's got to be tough in some instances as well between you two, you know?
Oh, God, dude. When I'm writing, like, say I'm about to write my preseason picks now, I have to think in the back of my head, if my wife listens to this episode and I say the Red Wings are shit, you know, I might not get dinner for a week or something like that, yeah. You know?
You'd be sleeping on the couch as well.
Yeah, exactly. She'll throw the couch outside, I'll be sleeping on the fucking grass.
No, what? Like, the Red Wings, it was tough, honestly, to see them miss out in the playoffs, because it's just such a story, but, like...
It seems like... It seems wrong, kind of, that they weren't there in the playoffs. It seemed weird, you know? I'm only 30, and it was 25 straight years, so, like, my brain had never seen it before. It was, like...
Yeah.
It was very odd.
It's crazy, like, same thing, I'm 30 myself, and, like, I just kind of grew up knowing the Red Wings were there, like...
Yeah. It was like you never even questioned it. It was like, well, Red Wings are making it. They have a shot always. And then,
yeah.
And my year anniversary is coming up. And then we've had center ice the last two seasons. So I've had to watch a lot of Red Wings games and, you know, kind of bite my lip. And so I've learned and gained a huge respect for that team and just their history. And, you know, you can't deny dudes like Gordie Howe and, you know, Zetterberg. Sure. And they're young, and I don't think it's going to happen for them this year, but I think with Mantha and Bertuzzi and Larkin, you know, if Larkin has a better season this year, that they're taking the right steps forward. They're in a weird spot where they're not going to blow it up. They're just kind of resetting. And I think, you know, Zetterberg and Nyquist are on the wrong side of their career.
Yeah, like, listen to a guy like Datsuk, he's kind of not someone who just comes around.
Yeah, you know? Exactly,
like,
yeah.
He was an absolute phenomenal player. Like, you can't just replace him in free agency or a trade, you know? So, I agree with you. I don't think they're making it this year, which kind of sucks to say.
Yep.
But, like, yeah, they're going to be losing it, and Alexis Zetterberg pretty soon. I reckon... The one thing that they really need to improve on is in goals. I just don't trust Mrazek and Howard back there. You just never know, I suppose. Like,
yeah, Mrazek seems kind of schizophrenic back there. Like, one game he looks like a fucking, you know, a beast end-all goalie, and then the next game you're like, holy shit, dude, like, boy, am I fucking beer leagues better than that shit.
Yeah. For sure, like, but hey, like, Dubnyk was like that in Edmonton.
Yeah,
like, he was really hot one night, and then all of a sudden, you're like, "Who the hell is this kid, and why is he in goal?"
All it takes is a little bit of confidence, and you know, something happened to Mrazek this year. I don't know if you don't know these guys' personal lives, and you know,
true.
From February on, they were talking about it even last night on NHL Network that something happened. He just maybe his fucking girl like cheated on him or something, and he's a young boy. I mean, he's only like fucking 22, 23.
Yeah,
that could fuck him up.
But even like last season, he was good.
Oh yeah, I thought he was better than Howard the season before. You know, yeah,
for sure. And then like even this season, he started off really poor, and then that kind of opened the door to Howard, who stepped up. But then Howard obviously got injured for so long, and then
yeah.
Yeah, like, they had their third-string goalie, I'm pretty sure, play a chunk, so, like...
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
they fucking like, sent him to the Wolves, his first NHL game in Pittsburgh, here you go. Like, what, do you want this guy to fucking fail?
Get out there, like, see that guy, 87? Ignore him.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about him.
I wanted to send him, like, a fucking get-well card or something after that. Yeah. I was like, sorry, bud, that was, you know, there was no winning that game. You had no chance.
I wonder, did they send him out in the pregame skate by himself as well? What other way can we embarrass this kid?
Well, what do you think about New Jersey?
Yeah, like...
So the 28-40 and 14 last year.
I honestly think, like, since kind of Shiro's been involved and Hines, like, the first season was way more successful than last season. I think last season they went in reverse.
Yeah.
I think Corey Schneider had a down year. Like, I personally think Kincaid was better than him last season, which is shocking because Schneider is one of the elite goaltenders in the league for sure. Like, but you know, like, Cheryl kind of, he has a tough job. He inherited kind of this team from Lou, and like the Devils were successful for so long, but such. You know, have such a terrible draft record.
Yeah, oh my God, it's fucking horrendous. Yeah,
like it's shocking, like absolutely shocking. And when Shiro came in, like they've basically no youth. Like they've no prospects at the forwards, but they were stocked at D. Now two seasons later, they've loads of forwards and absolutely no one in D.
Yeah, gotta find a happy medium there.
Yeah, so I'm just like, yeah, I think Devils fans were hoping that you know, Kovalchuk came back and just so they could trade him for someone.
Oh, yeah.
But yet again, Kovey burns the Devils like and leaves them empty-handed.
I was hoping just as an NHL fan to see Kovey come back. Just, I mean, people were talking about Columbus taking a run at him too, but just to see him, because he's a fucking hell of a talent. But I guess I was reading his contract year is actually up next year, so he could come
next
So
next year he can come back as a free agent and just play for whoever he wants. Like, so
how old is he? Do you know?
He's 34 now, so he'll be 35 when he comes back.
Oh, so he's no spring chicken then.
Certainly not. Like, I think kind of the prime of his years he wasted in the NHL, so he's going to come back and try get a, you know, try get paid. But
paid,
you know, he's earning a lot of money where he is. You know,
right. Well, and you know, making a run for the Cups probably not as it doesn't seem like it's as important to the Russians as it is the rest of the world. Like, they just kind of, you know, want to get win that fucking gold medal.
I don't know why, like, you know, but obviously they're not brought up, I suppose, you know, like, I don't know, obviously you know this more than me, but, like, growing up in the States, you're growing up in Canada, I think you're basically reared, if you're a hockey fan, to respect the Cup.
And oh, yeah, it's bigger than Jesus Christ in my house.
Yeah. But, like, honestly, I'm sure you saw on my Twitter page, like, last year I was in London where they actually made the Cup.
Oh,
where
shit.
It was actually bought. So, like, that was pretty sweet. They have a plaque on the wall because the shop is no longer there. But, it's pretty sweet. Like, I've never actually seen the actual cup, so that's on my bucket list.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it myself either. My son went with his mom to the All-Star game, like the ceremonies and all that, and they had the cup down there. So I've got a picture of him standing with it, and I was so proud of him. He was 3 years3 years at the time, and he knew – not to touch it. He just stood by it and did a silly face, and I was like, oh, that's my boy.
Yeah. I love all the, you know, stereotypes and so on that comes with it, and, you know, like, you don't want to touch the Prince of Wales Cup or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, you can't touch that fucking thing.
It's so funny, like, and even, you know, if you're playing, like, NHL, and, you know, if you win the conference and the player does this awkward kind of, like, whoa, I'm not going near that.
President's Trophy, too, they don't fucking touch that thing. You know?
It's so funny, and I'm just like, oh, even a computer. Funny thing, man, get this, right? So I actually had a bit of downtime there last week, so I was like, screw it, I'm going to play some NHL. So you know that Be A Pro mode they have where you're just this young kid that you get drafted?
Yeah.
So basically, I got drafted by the Ducks. I know a lot of people won't like that, but basically, I'm in my second season. I'm this tiny kid, like tiny, tiny kid. Basically 76 overall or whatever it is. Pathetic. And like, we were playing the Oilers. And like, I think my first shift, I took a run and I made a hit on McDavid. As much as I love McDavid.
That's a no-no.
Oh my God. Like, and it was a clean hit, but it's McDavid. You don't touch him, like.
Right, yeah.
So, no joke. Lucic grabs me.
No shit.
And like, punches the fuck out of me.
Oh, that's and great. No joke.
He fractured my face, and I was out for 4 weeks.
No fucking way. Oh, man, that's a realistic fucking game there.
And then I was just going, man, like, all the stuff that, like, you know, Parks and stuff have done over the year, I'm like, man, I have so much more respect now. I'm like, yeah, that's my career of an NHL fight. It's in a computer game, and it's actually what would happen in real life as well.
Oh, for sure. They had a... picture of Parks at a charity game the other day, and he was fucking around and grabbed some dude, you know, and put his fucking fist back. And I was like, man, I would pay money to get on some skates just to feel what it would like him grab your sweater.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like a fucking tidal wave, you know?
I'd say, like, because, you know, I'm what, like 5'10"? He'd absolutely destroy me then.
I'm 6'5", 230 pounds, and he would fucking destroy me, so don't feel bad. Do not feel bad.
So when I was growing up, I played a lot of sports over here, like none of them ice hockey because that just wasn't a thing. But like, I was a pretty small guy growing up, and you know, like, my favorite player is Scott Stevens. So like, I absolutely respect the guy.
Oh, you're a fucking Devils fan, dude.
honestly, I think like for the game at the time, so 20 years ago, what hockey was like compared to what hockey's like now. Certainly, Scott Stevens was absolutely terrorizing people.
Oh, yeah. He's a fucking...
Like, you know, if he done any of them now, he'd be suspended for life.
Oh, he'd be done. He wouldn't be able to play today.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I will never forget. I'm pretty sure it was in the 2003 Stanley Cup that hit on Paul Kariya.
Yeah.
And, like, yes. You know, like, I remember, like, when that hit happened, and I think at the time, I was probably, I don't know, 4 foot something. I was tiny, like. And I was like, but then I'm just, when I saw that hit, I swear I felt about 2 feet tall.
There was some, Scott Stevens had this ability to do a completely legal hit, and you still felt bad for the dude. Like, oh,
yeah.
Oh God, like, fuck.
It's even like he kind of just, he never looked like he exerted too much effort. Like, you know, he just made it look so easy. That's the same with Bob Probert. Like,
oh, yeah.
Any fight I've watched of Probert, he basically looks like he's standing still, and he's just punching this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he controls everything.
Like, I swear I've seen him light up a cigarette halfway through a fight. Like, yeah. You know, he's just fucking hanging out. Like, oh, shit, here we go.
And it's kind of like, yeah, go on, hit me, kid. Yeah. All right, now you've done it. And just lights out, knocks him on his back.
So how did you get started over there in Ireland? Was it like an uncle or something, or was it a video game? Like, how was it presented, like, because it,
yes,
I don't, like, want to sound ignorant, but it just seems weird that an Irish, like, it doesn't, there's like three people from Ireland that have ever played hockey, you know?
You know, like, I lived in Vancouver for a while back in 2009, and the guys couldn't get over that I knew so much about hockey. They were like, "And you're from Ireland? Like, what?"
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get this question all the time. First time I ever saw hockey was I played NHL 94 on a Super Nintendo.
Great game.
And, like, so I would have been 7 at the time. Like.
Yes.
So I was like, this game is awesome. Those stars on the ice, that was great. Like, you know, the actual stars under the players' names.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, I remember. Hell yeah, dude.
But then I seriously got into it probably when NHL 98 came out.
Okay.
And yeah, like, I just played it and, yeah, I just loved it. I was just like, it's okay to fight. You're encouraged to hit. You know, if you score, that's okay too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I was just like, this game is awesome. It has everything. And I'm like, I was into kind of, you know, so my main sport, I hate, as you guys call it, soccer. That is the most pathetic sport in the world. I can't stand it. But it's huge over here.
In my house, we call it nothing.
it's awful. And I'm like, you know, if I want to see people kind of get hurt, well, pretend to get hurt and fake around, I'll just watch wrestling. Like,
oh, yeah.
I think wrestling's more realistic than it
is. Sometimes I agree, man. We have a football team close to my house, in Columbus, the capital of Ohio, and we would go because my buddy had season tickets, and it's like, he'd be like, hey, you know, buy me a beer and I'll fucking take you. So we would go, and, like, I remember standing there, and no one ever fucking sits, so I had to stand the whole game. People are just screaming wild shit the whole time, and then, like, these pansies get touched and, like, roll around on the ground, like, holding their knee. I'm like, I went, like, 8 times, and I was like, dude, I can't fucking go to this anymore, dude. I was like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, like, as I said, it was something that, you know, just in Ireland, there's kind of we obviously have our native game. I don't know if you're aware of Gaelic and hurling. That's kind of like the kind of two Irish sports. Outside of that, it's soccer and rugby. They're the two kind of big ones. And, like, I'm into rugby. That's cool. Soccer, nah, I'm not used to it. Like, I actually got into American football then after, and I'm like, yeah, watch this. This is actual football.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But I'm still, like, I'll be honest to my team on that. I'm not trying to hide that one. I'm a massive Baltimore Ravens fan, and you don't get that from an Irish person often, I'll tell you that much.
Who's everybody rooting for over there? Probably Patriots?
Ireland kind of has this tendency to jump on the bandwagon, so you will get kind of Patriots fans, because obviously they're pretty successful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kind of, but again, not just the success, there is a lot of Boston ties, I suppose, to Ireland. And then you'll get a lot of Steelers fan because the guy who owns the Steelers is Irish, like.
Ugh.
So,
That's but, like, you fucking, know. You know, I'm going to send Big Rand to Ireland. He's going to come live over there, dude. He's a fucking, and it's mine and my older brother's fault from the mental and physical abuse that we put him through his whole life. So that's, I blame, and then I have to blame Jaromír Jágr too, because the Penguins when we were little were so fucking good that, like, and we didn't have a hockey team, so you had Detroit to the north, and you had, you know, the Penguins to the east of us. And in Ohio, you can't like shit from Michigan. It's just part of the deal being born here.
It's part of your DNA.
Like. Yeah, it's part of the DNA. So everybody was a fucking Penguins fan. I mean, I grew up a Maple Leafs fan. From our house, we had, I think it was like Wayne Gretzky arcade hockey on the 64. And we would just fucking fist fight over that game. Fucking the goalie used to turn into an actual brick wall in the net. It was a fucking blast. And then down the alley,
Carey Price was around back then.
Yeah, down the alley we had in the winter, my village would put up a ice skating rink. So we would fucking lace up our skates, fucking walk our skates down in the snow through people's yards, get to the rink, and because we didn't want to leave our shoes down there and get snowed on, and we would just play fucking hockey all the time with street hockey sticks. So we had like plastic blades out there, fucking real pucks. And then, unfortunately, an innocent bystander took a real puck to the face, and they banned us from playing. And it's been banned since I was, like, in eighth grade, so it's been banned for a very long time.
There's always one person that ruins it, huh?
That fucking pussy, dude. If he would have just been playing hockey, he probably would have been fine.
That's good.
So do you guys have, high school hockey over there, or juniors, or is it basically – people know Belfast, and that's where they're getting their hockey from, unless you have center ice or something like that, or like, video games.
It's honestly, it's mostly video games, to be honest. Like, it's something that's just not in Ireland. Like, when they come around, come Christmas time or anything like that, they'll have the ice rinks, and then some of them will let you play hockey, it'll be, like, late in the night.
Yeah.
You know, say they'll close it off at 9:10, that's when you can play hockey then.
That's what I'm trying to get here in Belleville, man. At night, just let's go down and play, man. Just let's go fucking play. I won't even...
Yeah, just go nuts.
Yeah, I won't even play with a puck. We'll just play with beer cans. Just give me a fucking chance.
So it's, it's just something that doesn't get any kind of state funding or government funding or anything like that. So, there's a lot of local teams. My best mate, he actually plays in a local team, but... they practice just doing roller hockey because there's no ice rinks.
Oh, shit.
And then they'll go up and play in Belfast. But all their games, as I said, are after like 10 o'clock at night. So they're all insane hours.
Yeah, that's fucking beer league to the core there, man, playing at midnight games and shit.
Sure. Like.
So do you guys have like because you have specific like a football pub where everybody goes to watch the fucking soccer game? Is there any kind of hockey deal like that where you can go and like be with your buds and watch a fucking, you know, a Devils game or a fucking Blue Jackets game?
Yeah, like it's something that's happened in the last couple of years. They just have sports bars that would kind of have, you know, 500 TVs going at once, and you just kind of request one. And like, even there's this one pub in Dublin that we were watching, I think we wanted to watch, I could be wrong, but I think it was like a Montreal-Toronto game, but it wasn't being televised for some reason. So it was on the Game Center Pass. So I actually got them to use my Game Center Pass to screen it to the TV.
Oh, that's rich. That's
awesome.
I was
like, I don't even care if you save my password. Just show the game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like you said earlier in the podcast, all it takes for most humans is one game. You watch one fucking game, and if you ever see a game in person and you come out of there not liking hockey, you have no pulse. You're fucking not human.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, you're certainly not someone I want to be associated with. You know,
get the fuck out of my life.
Yeah, just delete me from your phone book. Get out of my face. I've never been to an NHL like game. That's my dream. I'm gonna announce it here on the biscuit. I will be attending a game this season, but I don't know what game it is.
Fuck yes, dude!
It's a birthday present, like, so from my girl and my two best mates. Like, they all kind of are chipping in for flights to send me over. Like, so it's a pretty sweet. So that will be happening, I think, around February time. I'm not too sure, but I will keep you posted. But I reckon it'll probably be around the New York area. Just have some family over there, so I reckon it's kind of going to be around that kind of New York, New Jersey, kind of Pennsylvania kind of area.
Listen, bud, Detroit and Columbus are real close to New Jersey and New York, man. You could come see the new Little Caesars Arena.
We could actually have a beer in real life, man.
Dude, I'm telling you. I'm excited to go to that new Detroit, to that new barn, actually. They have that fucking...
Yeah, like, it looks sweet. That
Jumbotron's bigger than my house.
See the Joe go, but the new one looks awesome.
I was fortunate enough to go to the Joe, and it was amazing, and you could feel the history in it, but that building was a piece of shit. Don't let my wife...
Yeah, like, it had aged.
And, like, the concourse outside was, like, two people wide, so, like, if you wanted to score a piss in the game, you're missing a period. what do you think?
As long as the Red Wings have been in the league, I think the Joe has been there, you know, so it's that
old. It was ancient, man, but it was fucking cool, and, like, it's going to get to a point where, like, I mean, that was one of the last ones, really. And it's all of them look the same now. The Joe was different. It was really cool. It's sad to see it go.
Aren't half of them named after, like, you know, Rogers or, you know, T-Mobile or whatnot? Yeah. They're all networks.
Detroit's new one is Little Caesars Pizza Arena.
So I don't know. There's kind of, I think the new trend now is coming up with the most ridiculous names. So you have that and the PP&G Paints Arena in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
This is like, come on, that's a lot of P's in that sentence. Like,
just call it Penguin Stadium. I mean, you still own it and you can put your shit all over it. Like, it just quit with the names. It's gotten out of control.
Yeah.
So what do you think of your old boy going number one overall, old Nico?
I love the way you're just deciding I'm a Devils fan. I'm just like, no, I'm not biting on it, you know? But, again, you know, like, it was always Nico and Nolan for so long. And then there was even people saying that the Devils were going to trade. And that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I'm like, have you seen the state of the Devils?
Can they
afford to trade away a number one?
They need a shot of youth so bad. I personally probably would have taken Nolan, but he gets hurt all the time.
I think if, say, Lou was still in charge, I think they would have went with Nolan because he's definitely kind of more the Devils of the past kind of player. Like, he's a big guy. He's not afraid to hit. He can lead. Whereas Nico, I think Nico's an all-around better player. He's certainly faster, a little bit more skill. He's not as big, but, you know, he is quite young. So, you know, he'll fill in. They'll feed him in New Jersey. There's enough diners there, I'm sure. I think the Devils actually drafted really well. They Shiro has this tendency to just get, like, when he done it at Pittsburgh and he's doing it again with New Jersey, he just gets these kind of late-round picks that seemed to go under the radar, and then everyone's like, holy shit, that's a great player.
Yeah.
How did we miss him?
Yeah, for sure.
And like, even like they got Johansson for, what, two picks? Like, and I'm just going, really? like, it's insane.
I think the way I look at the draft, it's probably from growing up a football fan, but I always want to draft somebody that can come in the league and play immediately. And I don't think Nico is going to do that this year. I'm sure he'll get out there and get some ice time, but I imagine Philly plays, you know, Nolan, I would assume, pretty quick and pretty often, as long as he can stay healthy.
Yeah, like, it's kind of weird because when you look at the two of them, New Jersey's kind of in a worse state than Philly is at the moment. So they could, you know, they do need the help up front. But the thing about it, like, they're not going to rush Nico at all. Like,
there's no reason to.
And they've enough. No, there's no reason whatsoever. Like, and they've enough young guys in the squad that can make it, so they actually have no pressure. And hey, send Nico back to Halifax for a year, and then, like, look at what he can do next season. You know.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with Nolan, same thing. Like, the Flyers have a lot of kids that they can play, but, you know, Ron Hextall's attitude, he does not like over three, like, prospects in the lineup. So, that'll be interesting to see how that one works out. But, yeah, I agree. Like, if he can stay healthy, I think Nolan will be a good fit. If Nico bulks up, yeah, he's going to be a great, you know, and he will justify that first overall for sure.
So maybe it's good that, you know, Nico went where he went and Nolan, it actually worked out well for both players. My favorite from the draft this year was Rasmussen going to Detroit because he's just a big, nasty motherfucker.
He's huge.
Huge.
Yeah, he's a big guy. Like, there was some surprising spots. Like, you know, like I think LA done the best. Like getting Filiarty at like what was it, pick 12, pick 11. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like I can't believe he dropped all the way that long. I think Vancouver kind of they went for the Swede. They should have went for Cody Glass, in my opinion. But,
fuck yeah, Cody Glass. That's Vancouver, dude. Written all over it. Fucking bullshit, dude.
Honestly, like, you know, like that team has been driven into the dirt like for years. Like and yeah, like I think kind of if they didn't win the cup in 2011, they're not going to win it for another 20, 30 years. Yeah. Like, you know, like they've got Bo Horvat, and he's a great player, and they've got some kids coming through, but then they have the likes of Jake Virtanen and so on, who haven't developed into the player that they wanted. They're in a bit of trouble.
Is Burrows a Vancouver Canuck?
Nah, Burrows went to the Senators, but I'm pretty sure, like, I think they signed him to a contract. I could be wrong on that. But I'm pretty sure he's going to stay in Ottawa for a while.
Okay.
I think he got like a 2-year contract or a 3-year, but he got traded to them last trade deadline.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah, like I don't understand like how you can be an organization that has, you know, Roberto Luongo and Corey Schneider as your top two to what they have now, which is what Markstrom and who's the backup? Or didn't they trade for him? Like, it's insane. Like, I'm not get the return. At least for Schneider, you got Bo Horvat out of it.
Yeah.
Like, but for Luongo, what did you get?
Right. And you're in Canada, so you have to be better. You know, they expect more up there.
There's certainly, and that's something that I've just picked up on the last couple of seasons. Like, there's a lot more pressure on teams in Canada than there is in the States.
Oh, for sure.
And it's just, you know, like, you know, Canada's obviously kind of, you know, they're proud of their heritage, their, you know, their passion for the game and so on. They take it really to heart. Whereas America, like, you have so many teams down there, and it's like, yeah, you got your really passionate fans, but, you know, give them a break.
Yeah, it's
like,
not Canada, exactly. Like, if you fuck around in Montreal, they're going to run you out of town, dude. They're not fucking... Like, look at PK Subban. They didn't like the way he was, and he left. Just because he would fucking smile and wear funny clothes, like, he had to fucking leave. They're just like, this isn't Canadian enough. And the fucker's Canadian. Like,
That was so bizarre, that trade. Like, I still can't justify it. Like, yeah, like PK's he's an actual hero in Montreal. Like, the fans love him, the city love him. Like,
building hospitals and shit. $14 million
of his own money to the children's hospital.
Right.
Like, what a guy. Like, and then look, Shea Weber's a great player. He's no PK Subban though.
I thought my television was broke when I saw it come across the ticker on the bottom. I was like, well, that can't be real. That's a fucking fake
trade. I honestly, like, it was the most bizarre day I can remember. Because in the space of like a half an hour, like, Taylor Hall got traded for Adam Larson.
Yep.
You know, one for one.
Yep.
And I was kind of like, what else are the Devils sending? Like, there's no way that's a one for one.
No, I thought, yeah, exactly. I was like, well, that can't, that's fake too.
Yeah, and then PK, like, and Weber came through, and I'm like, whoa, Montreal just got robbed. Like, what else is going on? And then Stamkos came out, and he was like, I'm actually staying in Tampa. I'm going to take way less money. And I'm going, hang on, like, is someone trolling me here?
It was a crazy fucking day.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, but, like, then we had like Bob McKenzie and Elliot Friedman kind of confirm it, and I'm like, oh, you're my two guys. I'm like, all right, it's actually a thing, man.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Well, since I know you're a New Jersey Devils fan, do you know or believe in the New Jersey Devil?
So again, like, you know, you're trying to, like, I don't know if you're trying to convince me to just be a Devils fan. Like, I could be a Rangers fan, but, you know.
I work for New Jersey.
Yeah, I work for the city of New Jersey. I think that's correct me if I'm wrong. I obviously don't know, you know, U.S. or even just New Jersey mythology. But, like, it's a mythical creature, right?
Well, I mean, supposedly he's a mythical creature. Some people think he's a fact. But
yeah, but like,
he's a little demon that lives in New Jersey, and okay. he haunts people there. He's got beady red eyes. Some people say he's the actual devil.
Oh. I could name drop, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to upset, like, you know, your people in power or anything like that, you know? I honestly... Are these mythological creatures, are they like, you know, they can't die, they just go on forever and ever and ever? Is that the kind of thing?
Well, I think they reproduce, you know, just like anything. They fuck too, I think. But how many are there, you know?
Yeah, I thought there was only one.
Like, see, I think with the New Jersey Devil, there's one, and he's immortal because he's from hell, from Christian hell.
Okay, Christian hell apparently is New Jersey.
Oh, it absolutely is, dude. You'll see when you come to America. It's the fucking armpit of the world, dude.
You know, like, so I really, you know, I don't know. You've never been to Ireland yourself, man, have you?
No, my grandmother has. She just went a couple summers back. She's a McFerrin, so her heritage is Irish and... her and my cousin, okay. Her and my cousins went over, and she absolutely had a fucking blast. Brought back some whiskey. She had it,
yep.
You know, went and did all the tourist shit and had a good time. Man, like 86 years old, had a blast.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Now, it's so funny to meet Americans over here. Like, I've met so many Canadians, but Americans, like, obviously because everything, you know, all your cities and so on are massive. They're huge, you know, like, so you come over to Dublin, you see what, like, you know, four or five tall buildings, and you're like, whoa, what's going on?
So where's Dublin? Yeah, right. This isn't a fucking city.
And this is our capital city, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, do you guys really drink Guinness over there? I've always wondered that.
Yeah, honestly, so Guinness... if you're ever over here, just let me know. I will bring you to the nicest pint of Guinness you will ever taste in your life. And no, it is not at the Guinness factory. I'm sorry to ruin anyone who's ever gone to the Guinness factory, but that is not the nicest pint of Guinness you will have. Yeah, like, it's mainly, like, it's a touristy thing and it's awesome to go see. It's really cool. But, yeah, like, there's basically a few pubs in Dublin where you go. They're known in Ireland as old man pubs. I'm sure you have an American equivalent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically just this tiny pub where, you know, the average age is like 90. You
know? Yeah, we call them dive bars. And they'll let you smoke cigarettes in there
dive
still.
Dive bars.
Yeah, dive bars. Yeah. And they're always playing like...
Can you guys smoke in bars over there?
No, fuck no. But at dive bars you can.
Yeah. Okay, right. They brought in the smoking ban about 10 years over here. And, like, for my best mate's stag, we went to Prague in the Czech Republic. And, like, you can smoke in the bars over there, and it's the most insane thing ever. There's just a wall of smoke when you open the door. And I don't smoke myself, so I'm going, holy shit, like,
yeah.
What's this?
We used to be able to smoke in them. And then, like, when I, like you said, probably about 10 years ago, maybe even longer, they banned it. But you go to a dive bar, they'll give you a... little mint can, and then, like, if somebody of importance comes in, you know, you close your mint can and that's your ashtray.
No way.
Yeah, but
that's awesome.
Those old dudes don't fucking care. I think when they made the law, they're just like, yeah, fuck you, I'm still gonna smoke at the bar. So they still do it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like,
yeah, what are you gonna do, like?
Right, you're gonna fucking take my cigarettes? Like, come on now. The thing is too, like, I don't smoke myself either, but, like, if you're at a bar, I almost expect it. Like, everything's dark, the fucking Creedence Clearwater on the fucking jukebox. Like, it almost seems wrong if there's not some cigarette smoke in the air.
Yeah, like, you kind of get that bar smell, and you realize, you're like, hey, I missed the cigarette smell.
Yeah, yeah. You wake, like, up in the morning.
This bar just smells of, like, you know, a load of workers.
Yeah. Yeah, you can smell the pain and the fucking depression.
Yeah, for sure.
So I need to know from the beard himself, what's the best beard in hockey?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me this, and I'm like, it's really hard, but you know, it's hard to look past my boy Burnsy. Like, you know, it's really hard to look past Brent Burns. Yep. It's very, you know, as beards go, you know, it's wild, it's insane. Like, but
it's a thing of beauty, though. It's a thing of beauty.
Sorry.
It's I like an untamed beard. I like a wild one.
I think so, and I'm like. The new thing over here, which I absolutely despise, is apparently some, you know, the way there's this hipster trend now that it's kind of like cool to have a beard. Basically, they blow dry their beard.
Oh,
have you ever heard anything more disrespectful in your life?
Now, if you put a blow dryer next to my beard, you're catching my fucking right hand right in your goddamn nose.
If you come near me with anything, you're catching my right hand.
My one buddy,
like,
my one buddy puts oil in his, and I'm like, dude, just fucking grow your beard, man. Just let it be. It's a fucking, just let it go.
It's really funny, especially like, so a lot of my mates would like ask me about beard oil, and hand on my heart, I do not use it. I've never used it. My beard's too long. You've seen the state of it.
Oh yeah.
I don't use beard oil.
Yeah. If, There's no reason
it's so
for beard
funny
oil.
Anytime. Nah, not at all. Like, I already have grown it. Like, why do I need it? Then, like, anytime I use the hashtag beard or hashtag bearded family, you know, like on Twitter, I get all these likes, comments, ads from all these beard oil product companies. Well, I'm always happy to welcome you to the family, but like, that's not where I was going with this.
So, how long you been growing your beard?
Yeah, like, I don't know, what year are we, 2017?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, certainly 5 years anyway, but I did have to cut it a lot to get my job, which I do regret, because the first day I started, I saw a guy who had a beard the length of what I had.
Oh, that's always
like,
the worst.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's always the worst.
So, so I lived in Australia for about 3.5 years.
Man,
like,
you fucking live everywhere but America, don't you?
Yeah, like, I'm not one to kind of stay in Ireland. Ireland's too small for me, you know, like, I'm mad for, like, I've never been to the States, though. I've been to Canada, I haven't been to the States. As I said, I lived in Oz for a while. So I have a shaved head, right? So, like, I actually clean shaved. This is way before kind of I had the beard and stuff. I had a little beard, not as big as it is now, and I actually clean shaved for a Halloween costume. I was dressed up, I think, as the Joker, like, so I had to do, you know, like, if you have a beard, you can't be the Joker.
No.
And then, so we were at this party, and some chick that I have never seen in my life, she came up to me, and she was like, oh my god, you're so brave, and I'm like, what? She was like, you're so brave, and we're like, how are you? And I was like, I'm awesome. How are you? Who are you? Who is this random person? She's like, I'm so sorry. Like, just keep up the good fight. I'm like, what are you talking about? She was like, how long have you had cancer?
Oh,
I'm like,
fuck, dude.
What?
No, zero so time.
Like, I was just like, well, this is news to me. Like, I'm like, but like, I was like, you can't come up and say that to a stranger, first and foremost.
No,
like,
shit, no.
You can't believe that. And I was just like, that's insanely disrespectful. A few of my friends have had cancer. And I was just like, that's such a, you know, awful thing to say to someone. So I vowed from that point on to never, ever be clean shaven again in my life.
I don't advocate the beating of women, but that's when you headbutt a chick right in the head. Just fucking take.
Oh, that's, like, honestly, I was shocked, and I was going, I can't believe you walk up to a stranger and just, you know, you lead with that. Like,
yeah, for sure. Like, I just look like this, lady. Come on.
Yeah. This is just my face, lady.
Yeah. So I was trying to find Irish NHL hockey players, man. It's not like a real thing. Like, there were some dudes born over there, but
they all
played for, like, they were born, like, in Belfast and then moved to Canada immediately and, like, played for the national team.
Yeah.
Like, Owen Nolan, Steve Smith, and Steve Thomas are, like, the only fucking dudes I can find.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Like, it's not a thing, as I said, just like a. So, as a, you know, like, do you know hurling, or is this the first time you're hearing of it?
It sounds familiar, but no, I don't fucking know.
So basically, there's this theory that hurling... So hurling is like centuries old. It's played on a field with sticks. They're lunatics. So it's basically hockey on grass.
Is the stick curved a little bit at the end, but short?
Yeah.
Kind of like field hockey, kind of.
Except manly.
Except no skirts.
Oh, yeah, screw that. Like, and over here, you have to say ice hockey because there's no such thing as ice hockey. Field hockey is known as hockey. So Now I'm always talking about hockey, and they're like, you like hockey? And I'm like, no, not the hockey you're talking about.
So hurling, is there nets, or they just beat the shit out of each other with sticks, and that's the game?
Honestly, after this, man, I'll send you some hurling. So it's like the length of, say, a football field, and there's like 30 players, so 15 from each team, or sorry, 16 from each team, so 32 players. They have a tiny little ball which is known as a slither. Okay,
gotcha.
It's a leather ball. It's kind of similar to a baseball, really. It's like that hard.
Okay,
and they basically whack it with sticks. Like, out of their hand, they'll fire this thing. And the goalie only has a helmet. So he's no protection whatsoever at this ball coming out of him.
He doesn't wear a mitt or anything either? He just fucking catches it with his hands?
Yeah, he can catch it with his hands if he wants. Like, or you can stop it with the stick.
Holy shit.
They dive for it. And I'm like, if that hits you, that's going to hurt, man.
Good Lord. That's about as Irish as it gets, man.
Yeah, you know, you pop that. For half time, they just have a swig of whiskey, and then they go back in there.
That's perfect, dude. I'm probably stereotyping you here, but do you like the heavy metal?
To be honest, like, I wouldn't be massive into it. I am, though. Like, I'm kind of into kind of all types of music, to be honest. It would be mainly kind of punk rock. Rock music, heavy metal, hardcore music, whatever other bullshit way you want to describe it. But yeah, honestly, I'll listen to kind of whatever. If I don't like it, I will turn it off after 5 seconds. I grew up with my grandparents, and my granddad was a big Frank Sinatra and Rat Pack fan, so absolutely idolized Frank and the Rat Pack.
My grandpa
Sorry, man?
My grandpa's the same way, man. He's a big band in Frank Sinatra. He's like, nah, that's a man. You don't fucking... Frank Sinatra's the man. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah. I reckon we'd get along, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember I was going to work, and I'm pretty sure I'm the only person who'd be listening to, like, Frank Sinatra followed by, like, Slipknot or, like, Alexis on Fire or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just going, yep, that's my jam.
That's what...
And then, like, probably, I don't know, Bruno Mars might come on next, you know?
Oh, for sure.
I'm just like, yeah, why not?
I'll have people over, I'm barbecuing, and it'll be, like, Hank Williams Jr., Lady Gaga, Cannibal Corpse, and then, like, you're just like, what the fuck is happening? It's like, dude, I like it all, man. Just fucking play it.
Yeah, just press play. Roll with the punches.
But like you, too, if I don't like it, I will tell you, and I will want to change it.
Yeah, like, I have a lot of guys who are into, you know, like, techno and dance music and stuff, and that's not my scene. And I'm like, look, I won't shit on anyone because of the amount of crap I listen to. I was like, but nobody tries to force music down my throat, which is great, because I'll never do the same to someone else. So I'm like, yeah, I'll give it a whirl, but
yeah,
as long as you're not offended I don't like it, then that's fine, man.
I think that's a stereotype we put on Europe, is, you know, everybody listens to fucking techno. We're just like, oh, this is just fucking Euro trash. Listen to the fucking techno, man. For whatever.
I think certainly Europe has kind of a different kind of country.
Yeah.
That would be, like, if you go to Northern Europe, then you always have the heavy metal, like, you know, Finland, they're all about it.
heavy metal
and stuff. But yeah, like, certainly Eastern European would be kind of more into that. Now, I don't want to generalize either. I don't want to stereotype. But, kind of, everyone just kind of is into a bit of everything, really. Like, there's no kind of, you have your genres more so than anything, genres of people, rather than genres of music. So
right.
You have your age groups, kind of.
Do you guys, is Braveheart a piece of shit over there? Do you guys even know
Braveheart? So Braveheart's Scottish.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this is—I don't know anybody from Scotland, so I gotta ask you.
So it's like this really funny connection, you know. Ireland and Scotland absolutely love each other; they're like best friends. Ireland and Wales love each other, best friends. Wales and Scotland will even get along. Nobody likes England. But the funny thing is, England loves everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, England loves Ireland, loves Scotland, loves Wales.
We are fuck England.
But, one of my best buddies is from England, like he's from London. And he's just like, I love English people, I have no problem whatsoever. And they're like, but just, I opened his eyes to all this, and I'm like, you didn't know all this? And he was like, no, I thought everyone loved the English. And I'm like, oh, buddy, let's get a beer.
No, yeah, we fucking hate the English, too. I still call them redcoats, man. No, the best part of Braveheart is the Irishman, though, when he's, you know, says it's my island.
Yeah. Oh, he's shit. Awesome. Yeah, he's really, really cool, like. And what's he saying? He was like, I had a chat to God. He reckons I'm okay, but you're pretty fucked.
He said, you're fucked. You're fucked.
That's pretty cool.
So Ireland did have a pretty important part into that story in history, though, yeah? I mean, without their help, Scotland would have been fucked, properly fucked.
Without the Irish help?
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly, but, you know, England had done it so many times to our country, we were kind of pros at this time, you know, we kind of knew what was going on.
Like, oh, shit, here we go again, we gotta go fucking fight England.
The only difference is they had to get a boat over to us.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
But I reckon, like, you know, I'm not claiming to be a historian or anything like that, and I was like, but I reckon the Scottish helped us out as well. We're like, but yeah, look, the past is in the past. I'm not one for kind of delving into any of that, but it sure does make an interesting story, though.
Fucking A, man. Hey, I just got a few more for you here, the beard, and then I'll send you on your merry way, let you get on with your evening. I know you've been working hard this week, you know, getting ready for everything for hockey season. So something I've been asking everybody, and just because it's the name of the biscuit, and even a lot of Americans don't know, you know, it's a fucking puck. But when I get people on for interviews now, I want to ask them what they like for breakfast, because I'll have a biscuit for breakfast. So what is a good classic Irish breakfast, and not including Guinness, of course.
Does an Irish coffee count?
Yeah. Gotta love a good Irish coffee, yeah, like, man. That's the shit.
Irish coffee's awesome. I suppose the famous one over here is just known as a full Irish breakfast. And that basically comes with, you get your, like, rashers, as you guys call them, bacon, sausages. Then you get, like, egg, mushroom, tomato. White pudding and black pudding. I don't know if you have that over there.
Nope, don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh man, you're gonna get such a like a wake up call, I suppose, if you ever come over here. And it's just like white pudding is basically, how do I describe this? It's kind of like, it's basically in the shape of a sausage, right? It's a thick sausage, okay?
Yeah.
Basically, it's made up of like oatmeal, pork, meat, and all these other things, and you basically just fry it up. It's weird to explain. I've never actually explained it out loud. Now that I'm hearing myself, yeah. I'm just going, holy shit.
Hearing that explained, it sounds fucking crazy.
It's quite crazy, but then black pudding is where it gets even crazier. Black pudding is basically everything that white pudding is, except it has pig's blood in it.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it black.
Fuck yeah. That sounds great.
I thought that'd be more up your alley.
Yeah, that's just give me a fucking bowl of black pudding. That's what I want, please.
A bowl of black pudding. Oh, that's pretty. I don't know, if they let me bring that to the States, I will bring you black pudding, but I'm pretty sure I'll be like shot at the airport.
Dude, there's not a fucking chance in hell Donald Trump's gonna let you bring fucking black pudding over here, dude.
No. don't know. Unless I called it fake black pudding, I reckon then I might get in.
Just wear some gloves and like act like your fingers are extra long and just have a bunch of fucking black pudding fingers in it. I've just got really chubby fingers, man. All right, dude. I promised you I wouldn't ask, but I have to ask you, okay? And you might be the only person in your country that doesn't like this man. And I'm not going to ask you who's going to win the fight. I'm not going to ask you who's going to win the fight. Is it going to be a good fight? And of course I'm talking about Mayweather-McGregor, of course, for all the biscuit babies.
The amount of times I'd be walking down the road and people have beeped at me going, "Hey, McGregor!" And I'm like, "I had a beard first." Like, well, just because I have a beard and a Dublin accent doesn't mean I'm Conor McGregor. But so as I said to you, man, like, I can't stand Conor McGregor. Like, I respect him because a few years ago he was on the dole, he had no money, he was unemployed and getting like benefit from the government, and now he's like earning millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, hey, you gotta respect that.
Yeah. He's about to make $100 million for fighting.
Yeah. And even if he loses, he's making a killing. Like,
yeah.
And then there's Mayweather, who I cannot stand. I've never liked him.
Then
it was really a battle of...
Anybody that can root for somebody that's like not only beat a woman once, has done it again and again, and has been like convicted of it. I just can't get behind it, man, at all. I don't even know how Mayweather is still relevant. Like, you can't be beating up ladies, especially when you're a professional fighter.
Yeah, I think money talks a lot in these kind of instances, unfortunately.
For sure.
I grew up with three sisters. I'm unfortunate to be the only boy, but it was pretty awesome now. So I'm really respectful of the kind of women's rights and vows and, like, you know, their opinions and so on. And like, but yeah, I totally agree with you, man. Like, if anyone, especially a professional athlete, lays a hand on a woman, like, how they're still walking free is beyond me.
Right.
But unfortunately, that's the way the law is these days, I guess. But I can't stand the man. Not just for that, but just I just hate his attitude. And I guess you're trying to be a showman, that's fine, but you're just straight up obnoxious, you know. So, like, I reckon if it was MMA, obviously McGregor would have him in, like, no time. Boxing, it's going to be tough. McGregor is quick, but, you know, the defense of Mayweather is something to be talked about as well. You know, it's going to be close. I think a lot of people are expecting a blowout from Mayweather's side, but I reckon it would be closer than what people think. And I think if you're a betting man, I'm not, but if you're a betting man, it wouldn't be kind of, I suppose, it would totally be worth it to throw some money on McGregor, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. My brothers and I put money on McGregor. We all went in one pot. Don't tell Las Vegas that it's three of our money in one bet. But we did that. don't tell Vegas.
It's okay. The Golden Knights are just a new thing, so I don't know if I have much Golden Knights following yet.
Right. But for me, my mother's Catholic, and we were raised Catholic, and we're Notre Dame fans, so I'm betting on the luck of the Irish, and I'm thinking that fucking left hand's going to plant him and knock his ass out. I just hope it's fun. I know I'm going to buy the fight, so I just don't want to be ripped off $100.
Yeah, I heard the price of it, and I was like, that is insane, like $100. The worst thing about those... Like, it's the worst thing about those boxing fights and so on. Like, you pay $100 and he gets punched, knocked out in the first punch, and
I already hate myself for buying it, and I know I'm going to buy it, and it fucking blows. And I know I promised I wouldn't ask you, but I had to. If you have an Irishman on your podcast right now and you don't ask, you know.
No, you got it. No, you got it. Look, as I said, like, I don't like the guy, but out of the two of them, I hate him less.
So what we learned about the beard today is he loves Conor McGregor and the New Jersey Devils.
I'm just running in my head, like, did I just have my microphone on mute the last hour or so?
All right, man, we've made it. Last question, buddy, and then I'll let you get going. What are you most excited for going into your second season of the NHL, covering it? I'm excited for your Twitter account and for your writing. What are you most excited for this upcoming season, my man?
Yeah, like it's hard to kind of put it in one. Honestly, like when I started this, I wouldn't have imagined I'd be like, you know, writing for the Hockey Writers. I certainly would never have envisioned that. I never would have thought I'd be on a podcast. This is my first podcast, and I'm delighted it's with you. But
popping the cherry, but, baby.
Yeah, like. Sorry, dude.
Popping the cherry. Popping your podcast sure. cherry.
But I hate this time of year. Like, you know, it's good fun when the draft's around, the free agency and stuff, but once it comes to the kind of, I say the 15th of July, it sucks. Yeah. It's like, it's just there's no hockey talk, and then you get all these rumors going around, and I'm just like, stop reporting shit. Like, this is useless. So, like, I love when, like, when the training camp's open, that's cool. But when you see the veterans return to training camp, that's when I get properly excited.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm looking forward to, as I said, I'm going to be writing a lot more with the Hockey Writers. I can't wait for that. But I can't wait for the Twitter page. I really can't wait to live tweet again. I really miss that because that's, like, some of the best fun I have.
Oh, it's a blast.
And, yeah, like, as I said, I'm going to keep you posted, man. The Beard is going to get to finally see his first NHL game, so I'm pretty stoked with that.
That's got to be the biggest thing, you know. That's the. I'm excited for you to see your first NHL game, man. It's going to be quite the thing.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like, it's going to be surreal. Like, as I said, I've never been to the States, and I know that I'm going over for a hockey game. I'm just I'm going to lap it up, man. I can't wait.
For sure, dude. Get yourself a Labatt in America when you get over here, okay?
I can't wait, man. If I share a Labatt with you, man, it's going to taste even better, buddy.
Oh, for sure, my man. Hey, let the Biscuit Babies know where they can find you.
Yeah, so a lot of people ask me, am I on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook? I'm sorry, Biscuit Babies, unfortunately I'm not. I'm only on Twitter at the moment, and you can catch me at ABNT Hockey. Or basically just every time I call out Big Rand for saying something, you know, something hilarious. If you want to email me, I don't know if anyone does, but if you want to, it's allbeardnoteeth@gmail.com. There are basically two places you can get me at.
And then you can get to your Hockey Writers column from your Twitter account.
Yeah, it's on my main page. So, yeah, like if you go to thehockeywriters.com, just basically support the site. Every guy that's on it, like, is a tremendous, like, they're unbelievable writers.
It's all gold. And it's all really guys. Good. Yeah.
But, like, I'm there as well. Just, like, I'm a one-word guy, so, like, you'll find me under Griffin. I'm kind of like Pele or Madonna or Cher, like, except better than all of them.
Better than Cher?
But, yeah, well, like, I don't require, like, you know, an electronic voice to kind of do the work for me. Like, it'd be pretty sweet.
But, that would be pretty sweet.
We'll see what happens.
Next podcast we do, we're both doing it in fucking Cher voice.
Oh, that sounds sweet, man. Hey, look forward to it.
Hey, the Beard, dude, I thank you so much. Really is, I can't tell all you Biscuit Babies enough that it's the best live tweeting of any NHL game. You can find his news on is it the Elite Hockey League?
Yeah, so the Elite Hockey League itself, like, is starting up pretty soon, so that's the UK League itself.
Okay. Go follow him on Twitter. Go read his fucking columns on the Hockey Writers. The dude is a fucking beast. Thanks again for coming on, man. I really do appreciate it.
That means the world to me, man. As I said, you were the first person to ask me. I'm delighted we finally did this. So, like, thanks so much for having me on. It was awesome, man.
And I gotta thank your fans as well for voting me on, except for the fucking 21% of you idiots that said no. I will find you, and I will beat the shit out of you.
It was probably just Big Rand.
Like. It probably was fucking Big Rand. He probably made a bunch of fucking accounts. Him and fucking Dark Guy were on there voting no.
Oh, yeah. Big Rand and Dark Guy. If they end up getting married, man, I reckon Don Cherry's going to be the ceremony.
He can do the ceremony. Oh, my God, dude. If anybody can Photoshop that, I will fucking pay you money for that. That's great, yeah, dude.
No, that'd be good. That'd be good. Right, leave that with me, all right?
Have a good one, my man. Thanks again.
You too, buddy. All right. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
All right, Biscuit Babies. That was the beard. All beard, no teeth. What a fucking amazing guy. God, all I can say to you guys is you're welcome. Scott Parker, Adam Scorgi, Darren from the fourth line, voice, the beard. We're international. We're in your home. We're fucking everywhere. Go find us on the Twitter, Biscuit Pod, the Biscuit Pod. Email, biscuitpodcast@gmail.com. No one ever emails me. Someone fucking send me an email. God damn it. How about Spotify? You send me a fucking email telling me you didn't accept my goddamn podcast because I say shit like goddamn. And fucking, it has to be evergreen. It has to be fucking for millennials. Fuck you. Fuck millennials. Fuck the color green. You can find us at iTunes Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, The Biscuit, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, Buzzsprout.com's number one hockey podcast. I don't think there's any other place you can find podcasts. Got a big guest next week too, you fucking idiots. So until then, freedom, hockey, the biscuit. Goodbye.